Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon today comes from our Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 7. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Have you ever felt alone? Abandoned, perhaps feeling like the protagonist of the book and movie The Life of Pi, the sole survivor of a sunken ship alone adrift with nothing but a wild animal for company. Perhaps as the new kid in school or new in town, not knowing anybody. That's what so much of life seems to be like, alone. And around the holidays, that loneliness can be exacerbated all the more. And so we turn to the prophet Isaiah for this week's message of the season: God is with us. Now, to understand this, we need to look a little more closely at our Old Testament reading and the context. Here we are, we are around 800 or so BC. Judah and his king Ahaz feel completely alone, completely abandoned by God. Granted, it's not as though they don't have some part in it. They haven't exactly been faithful to their God this whole time. They abandoned their worship of God to go after idols. They were not living as God's chosen people at this time. And so when Isaiah comes and says, ask a sign of the Lord your God, let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven, Ahaz isn't being faithful by saying, no, I won't ask. Ahaz is saying, if I don't ask for a sign and he doesn't give me a sign, then I don't have to follow. And so by feigning faithfulness, he can continue doing what he wants. But they're really in dire straits here. They really need God. After all, they are surrounded by enemies. Syria and Israel are two of the closest nations, and they are recruiting forces to fight off their Assyrian oppressors and throw off the shackles of Assyria. And so they come to Judah looking for support. Judah refuses to join them, and so they attack Judah to keep them in line. So at the moment, Judah is pretty much on the ropes. They are no match for the forces of Syria and Israel together. And so the prophet Isaiah, who is the living representation of God's presence, comes to meet Ahaz. He first assures Ahaz that God will rescue Judah. Just before our reading, Isaiah says, be careful, be quiet, do not fear, and do not let your heart be faint because of these two smoldering stumps of firebrands, at the fierce anger of Razin in Syria and the son of Remaliah, representing Israel. Because Syria with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah has devised evil against you, saying, let us go up against Judah and terrify it, and let us conquer it for ourselves and set up the son of Tabeel as king in the midst of it. Thus says the Lord God, it shall not stand, and it shall not come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Razin, and within 65 years Ephraim will be shattered from being a people. And so, as assurance of God's protection, Isaiah tells Ahaz to ask for a sign so God can prove that he is in control, and Ahaz refuses out of false piety. And so instead, God gives him a sign anyways, the sign of Emmanuel. He says, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. So Emmanuel, as we know from our gospel reading, means God with us, or God is with us. This is a radical concept compared to all of the religions of all the people surrounding Judah and for that matter, many of the religions surrounding us. In all of those religions, the gods were far off and needed to be invoked through specific rituals, through specific prayers at specific places, using specific sacrifices. They needed to be invoked, called down from far off, but otherwise, they weren't close by. They didn't really care about their people. But it's not so with the living God, the God who deigns to become part of what he created. And so how often are we in the place of God feeling as though we are abandoned by God, feeling that God is far off? God doesn't help us. It's very easy to fall into that habit of thinking that God is not there and that we are alone. After all, bad things happen all around us. Wicked people prosper, God's people suffer. We are surrounded by unbelievers who mock our faith and are applauded for it, who tempt us to follow them after a this-worldly view of the world and of its pleasures. How on earth can we stand strong against all of this when God feels absent? So the message of the season is that God is indeed with us. That is the heart of Christmas, is that God is with us. Though we don't see or recognize it as such, God is with us to keep the universe in motion. Think about that for a moment. God actively keeps this world spinning. The fact that the sun rises is proof of God's eternal presence with us. The sun doesn't actually have to rise. It is God holding things in motion that makes the sun rise. But even more than his presence with us through creation, God is with us in his Son, in Jesus. God, who is the creator of the world, came down and became part of his creation. God experienced everything that humanity, that being a human, being a living being, entails. He was born, he faced hunger and thirst and want and cold. He probably didn't experience all that much snow. It doesn't snow all that much there. But he experienced everything we experience. And he even experienced death for us. And so by becoming a human with us, he delivers us from our enemies. For Ahab and Judah, God delivered them from their enemies, and he delivers us as well. Our enemies are far greater than a couple of nations that are confronting Judah, but God delivers us from our enemies of sin, death, and the devil, all the same. And he does that through the humble, ignoble means of death. God's presence with us is about more than just our salvation from sin, death, and the devil, however. God's presence with us is for today, for this moment, for all of life. God's presence with us makes every part of our lives holy by the association. So whatever tasks we have enable us to serve God with our lives. Our friendships are made holy by God's presence in them and serve him in his purpose. We don't have to be afraid of anything in this life or the next because God is with us. He is with us in the life of his Son. He's with us in our own lives in the midst of everything we go through. Despite the loneliness we may face during the Christmas season and beyond, God is with us. He loves us. He protects us. He upholds us with his righteous right hand. That is a message for this season and a message for our whole lives. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.